This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Just 10% of American students studying in another country before graduating from college, and of those, roughly three-quarters are white. A campaign is now underway to open that experience to a more diverse pool. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
At a hotel in Washington, D.C., advocates for international education gather for the annual Generation Study Abroad Summit. The national initiative aims to double the number of students who study in other countries by the end of this decade. Fanta Av is here representing an association of international educators called NAFSA.
For too long, we've talked about study abroad as an elite activity, and we've talked about study abroad being inaccessible. And I do think that that is something that we as institutions have the power to change.
One way to change that is to make it more affordable. A semester abroad can cost several thousand dollars on top of what students already pay their college, and not all financial aid travels. Teresa Castillo is assistant director of the Tennessee Consortium for International Studies, which offers short-term summer and spring break programs. She says a small international education fee at Tennessee public colleges helps defray the cost.
Millions of dollars have been funneled into study abroad scholarships for our students across the state.
Castillo says Pellissippi State Community College, where she's based, just met its goal of having at least 200 students a year, or about 2%, study abroad. That's a lot for a community college.
Many of our students are first generation. Many of them are of different ethnicities, racial backgrounds. We have vets. We have working parents.
Another barrier is cultural. Alexandria Maloney has visited China and Cuba as a graduate student at Morgan State University, a historically black college in Baltimore.
For a lot of African-American students, we may be the first one to go to college. So that's a big step. And then, okay, now I want to go overseas. That can be big for an individual and for a family.
Morgan State has been working to make studying abroad more routine. When President David Wilson arrived 6 years ago,
very, very few of our students were going abroad, you know, perhaps two or three a year.
Now around 60 per year study in countries like Haiti and Australia. A partnership with China has helped almost 600 students from Morgan and other historically black colleges attend Chinese universities on scholarships. The college often helps students with airfare. Wilson has also increased the number of international students coming to Morgan State.
Our students must understand that if they are going to lead our country for the decades to come, that they have to understand the world.
And the world, he says, will have a better chance to understand them. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.